Good old Kansas City Jazz, huh? You can't beat it.
I wouldn't even want to try, Dick. I wouldn't even want to try. But as you were starting to say earlier, Kansas City Jazz has so much to do with the Blues, and I think that's what we're getting ready for in a very big way next.
The winner of the Chicago Jazz poster from Brooklyn, New York, Norma Walker. You can pick up your posters at the back of the band shell. Thank you.
All the way from Brooklyn, New York to enjoy the Chicago Jazz Festival. And, of course, we are awaiting now the reason that many of the people came tonight, because the great B.B. King is going to join this group of all-stars. And you can tell...
By the way, if you haven't purchased your 1984 poster, you can buy them at the tip to the left of the band shell for very nominal cost. They're limited edition.
Well, they're selling posters here at the band shell, and that really doesn't mean too much to those of you who are listening.
I'll tell you what, mine means something to them, Dick, and that is some wonderful meetings I'm getting to watch. Right over here on stage right, I just saw Jay McShann come off stage, walk up to B.B. King with Lucille strapped around his neck and give him a big hug. And earlier, I think I told you, there was an historic little troika over on stage left when Jay McShann and Little Brother Montgomery came by. I should say Jay McShann was visited by Little Brother Montgomery and Sunnyland Slim, and they were both up to see Jay McShann. Jay came up from downstairs. The three of them sat off in the corner and exchanged some old blues times.
I think we're just about getting ready to go with BB, but of course there's always this waiting, that the anticipation of the star to come. I was going to say that when Jay McShann started to play After Hours, the response that he got gives you some idea. Now, Jay is introducing B.B. King.
Like this, to be about to present to you. My pleasure to present to you Mr. B.B. King, the King of the Blues.
Ain't nobody
nobody seems to care. War is in trouble, baby. You know I've had my share.
I say you evil. You
so evil when I'm with you, baby. And you are jealous when we're apart. How blue can you get, baby? The answer's right here in my heart. But you said, I want a Cadillac. I bought you a $10 dinner. And you said, thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children. And now you want to give them back. I've been dumbhearted, baby. Since the day we met, say all the love is nothing but the blues, baby.
Heaven please send all mankind understanding and peace of mind. If it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Someone to love. Show the world how. Show them how to get along. Peaceful in a when the hate is gone. If it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. Nights I lay awake and ponder world's trouble, and my answer is always the same. That is, unless man put an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame. Because I'm in misery. Oh, I don't beg. I don't beg for no sympathy. Oh, but if it's not, hey, asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. and from the world's trouble. And my answer is always the same. That is, unless man put an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame. Just because I'm in misery. Oh, I don't beg for no sympathy. Everybody is not, oh, asking too much. Please send me someone to love. How about a hand for them, ladies and gentlemen? All of these fine giants of jazz behind me here. Give them all a big one. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I would like to say thank you, and I want to thank everybody from the Jazz Festival for having me out here, because nothing has been rehearsed up here tonight. It just happened to be that these fine giants of jazz, that's what I call them, they know that the guy B.B. King plays the blues, so they just got right in there with me. Just got right on in there. So give him a great big hand, a great big one. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, over to my right, I see a fantastic dude. A good friend, a real gentleman, ladies and gentlemen. I shouldn't have used the word dude, but that's what we use in the streets, most of us. But this gentleman has done so much, and he's still doing more. I'd like for you to give him a big hand, because he's Chicago's own, and I see him over in the corner there. I just have to mention he's here. The Reverend Jesse Jackson. Let's give him a big hand, ladies and gentlemen. I can't hear you, Chicago. I can't hear you, Chicago. Reverend Justin Jackson. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, now I don't know what I'm going to do. It's a tune that I used to play a lot. I think he liked a little bit. Thank you. when I first met you, babe. Baby, you were just sweet 16. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to dedicate this to a couple of my friends, little brother Montgomery, and also Sunnyland Slim over there at my, over my left. Give him a big one for me. I said, when I first met you, baby, you wouldn't do anything I ask you to. You know I love you, baby. I loved you before I could call your name. You know I love you, baby. Baby, I loved you. I loved you before I could call your name. Seems like everything I do now, baby, everything I do is in vain. My brother's in Korea, baby. My sister's down in New Orleans. I said, my brother's in Korea, baby. My sister's down in New Orleans. You know I'm having so much trouble, baby. Baby, I wonder what the world is gonna happen to me. Treat me mean, baby. But I'll keep on loving you just the same. Hey, but one of these days, baby, you're gonna give a lot of money to hear someone call my name. Oh, yeah, sweet 16, baby, sweet 16. day. Thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away from me. I want to do just one more chorus of that, but I need your help. Right here, right here.
I'm free, baby. I'm free from your spell. I said, I'm free, I'm free, I'm, hey, I'm free, baby. I'm free from your spell. I'm free, baby. When I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place in bed, I said, when I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place in bed. That's when I decided, oh, that I would be better off dead. The letter read, it's no use in looking for me, baby. I'm hoping to get me back. She said, it's no use in looking for me, baby. I'm hoping to get me back. because it's all over now, baby. Hey, baby, and you can bet on that.
Thank you.
the B.B. King and the jazz set, you might say, with Jay McShann and this wonderful Kansas City All-Stars. Hey, Dick Buckley on the other side of this tumultuous crowd on the other side of the stage. All right, what do you think? You think, Dick, that B.B. King enjoyed that set?
Oh, he enjoyed it, and this was B.B.'s crowd. They were here to hear B.B. King tonight, as you can plainly tell, and they don't want to give up right now. They want more. He's coming back out to the mic right now. Just taking a bow. And we'll see whether they can coax him into doing another number. Jesse Jackson has come out on the stage now, and he's hugging B.B. and motioning for the crowd to clap some more. So it would appear that Jesse wants to hear another one. We'll see what happens.
Dick, I got a little surprise for you. I've been standing on this side listening to certain machinations, and I think we can fairly well assume that what we just saw was a sort of planned exit with the plan for a planned encore to follow.
I see.
So I think that we may very well hear a little more from B.B. King before all this is out. What's wonderful here is, I don't know if you can see it, Dick, but from where I'm standing, there's people holding lit lighters and lit matches aloft, like in the old Bob Dylan Beatles days, the universal rock and roll symbol for an encore.
Now B.B.'s waving goodbye. It's funny because security was trying to keep the crowd from coming down front. But that's a hopeless case right now. The crowd has worked their way down front. And as you can hear, they're shouting, "We want more." So the musicians have left the stage. So if we get more, all of the musicians will have to come back along with B.B.
Dick, I can't remember ever being in the midst of a sonic experience like this, when perhaps 60,000 people are chanting, "We want more." I can barely hear myself think, let alone you talk on the other side of the stage. You saying anything, Dick?
I'm not saying anything at the moment, just listening to the crowd and watching B.B. handle the crowd. Now the musicians are coming back out, and the crowd is going to get what they want. They're going to get more B.B. King. The security trying to keep the people back from the stage is a hopeless case right now, because the people have all worked their way down front, and B.B. is talking things over with the musicians. He doesn't have Lucille plugged into the amplifier yet. There it goes. Now we can be reasonably assured that we're going to hear an encore by B.B. as he talks it over with the musicians, and we'll get things underway. He's coming back out to the mic now.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. As I said earlier, these guys just fall right on in, you know. They don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't either. But I think we're going to, if we can get some help, it's going to be something that goes something like this. Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby.
we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I bet you. One more time. Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Baby, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Like my back ain't got no bones. Now listen, this is what I want you to do for me. I'd like to get you to sing with me. But now since we fellas sing so hard and harsh, we're going to ask the ladies to sing with us first. Now ladies, I know they don't like to sing all hard and harsh like that. They like to kind of take it easy. And so what we're going to ask you to do, ladies, is when I push my hand out like that, I want to hear you say, rock me like that, all together now. Now let me hear you. Rock me. Rock. All right. Rock. Oh, say it like you mean it. They shake something up here like that. Rock me. Now let me hear the fellas. No ladies, just the fellas. Rock. Rock. Alright, alright. Rock. Yes, alright then. One more. Rock. Rock me. Now everybody, everybody all together. Rock. Everybody. Rock. Men and women. All right. Yes, all night. Go ahead, go ahead. Rock.
Okay, BB's coming back out to the microphone once again. I guess, what does he hand out to the crowd, Neil? Do you know? Is it guitar picks or something?
That's exactly what they are, Dick Buckley. Those are guitar picks from the hand of one of the all-time great blues guitarists ever. What an appropriate way to end this set, huh?
Yeah.
With a song called Rock Me. They've been rocking all night for over an hour.
And the people, they have... the area blocked off right in front of the stage, about 8 feet in front of the stage, their photographers usually come. That area is crowded with people. The photographers, I don't know what happened to them, but BB is down there and the people are reaching up and BB's shaking hands and passing out guitar picks, and the rest of the people are applauding and yelling more, more, more. And,
you know, Dick, it's really too bad that this Riley B.B. King fella can't come out of the shell a little more and relate to the crowd on a slightly more personal level.
Yeah, he's coming over to this side of the stage and throwing kisses to the crowd. And I think we've probably heard the last of B.B.'s music. It would appear that that the encore took care of the music, and now he's waving goodbye and walking off stage.
Dick, with any luck, we haven't heard the last of BB himself. I'm going to follow him on downstairs and see if we can't get him to say a few words about this really historic occasion.
Okay, while you're following him, I'll take over here and remind the people once again that if you have listened to the broadcast tonight and if you have enjoyed the broadcast, then drop us a card or letter and let us know. It costs a lot of money to bring you this Chicago Jazz Festival live, and we know that there are people listening, although there are thousands of people here in Grant Park, and it'll help us make a decision next year as to whether to spend that money to bring you the broadcast or whether to spend that money elsewhere. So if you're listening to the broadcast of the Jazz Festival and you would like to hear more and you're enjoying it, then a card or a letter... A card or a letter will help considerably. You can send a card or a letter to WBEZ, 1819 West Pershing Road, Chicago 60609, and let us know. Do you have BB? I have Bud Johnson sitting here with me.
Dick Buckley, I do have BB King, and just before he heads on downstairs, let's take a moment. What a wonderful set. How did that feel out there?
I felt terrific, terrific. A fantastic audience. I was scared before... Before we get into it.
You were scared? You've seen crowds this big. What were you scared about?
Well, normally it's seldom that I get a chance to work with an all-star group. Generally, I have my own group, so you know, very comfortable. But with an all-star group,
Well, you had some of the best soloists in the blues and jazz tradition and the history of the music behind you. Did it get a little more comfortable after those first couple of tunes? Because it sounded it from out here.
Oh, yeah, but at first it's like meeting God.
Well, I imagine there are a few people on stage and in the audience who might have said the same thing about having you out there. Thanks very much, B.B. King, for being part of our broadcast and part of our party.
Thanks. It was a pleasure for me. I really loved it. I wish I could do it again sometime.
Well, there you have it, folks. B.B. King has expressed a desire to come back, and perhaps that'll actually happen pretty soon. Dick Buckley, you're on the other side of the stage, and you have one of those godlike legends of the Kansas City, Chicago, Texas tenor blues jazz tradition sitting right with you.
Right. Bud Johnson came over to say a few words to the people. Bud, I know you've just come back from the Jazz Festival tour of Europe. You've probably seen a lot of crowds. Any of them as enthusiastic as this one?
I tell you, I think Chicago is about tops. You know, the setting is so beautiful, and I think that the people just love to come out and sit amongst the stars, and you have such a wonderful bandstand, Shell, and they treat you so gracious here. This is about the best one I've played, to be honest.
Bud, just last week, I did a radio program with two fellas, two jazz musicians, Bud Freeman, who is 78 years old, and Art Hodes, who is 79 years old.
Yes.
Where do you rank in there, Bud?
Well, they have me a little bit. I'll be 74 December 14th of this year.
I know that you've got some mileage on you,
yeah,
but you don't change and you don't show it, and you're still just playing beautifully.
Thank you. In fact, I was with Bud Freeman yesterday, and he's an old friend of mine, and he's a Chicago musician, isn't he? He's born here and raised in Chicago, and of course, I first heard him here in Chicago, because I lived in Chicago for almost 15 years, back in the old Earl Hines days, I played around with a lot of the groups and gigs and starved a little bit here, too, during the Depression years. But it was all, I could never forget Chicago.
You were, wasn't it in Chicago where those Louis Armstrong sides were cut when you were...
Yeah, John Lewis' band here in 1933. And I was with him for almost a year.
You and your brother Keg.
My brother Keg and Teddy Wilson. We were, Teddy Wilson, Keg, my brother, and myself, we all were roomed together in the same house, a lady's house in South Parkway named Miss Autumn. And we were roomed and boarded there. And what a wonderful lady she was. And we used to sit and play cards and have a good time and practice and rehearse all the time together and make a few gigs. And we finally got a job to go to the Villa Venice on the other sides of Nile Center there. And of course, those were some rough days. And
that was right in the midst of the Depression, wasn't it?
Oh, and we had to pass through the territory of the boss, you know. And it was kind of rough. They had to escort us in and out of that place with machine guns.
Oh, wow. But I want to thank you so much for stopping by and talking to the people. And you just sound great. You've always been one of my favorite tenor players.
Well, thank you so much.
Hope you go on forever.
I'd love to come to Chicago.
Great.
I hope they invite me again.
We'll be looking for you next year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bud.
All right.
Been talking to Bud Johnson, who appeared with Jamie Shan in the All-Stars. Michelle D'Amico is lost somewhere out in the crowd with a microphone. And I wonder, Michelle, if you're there and if you have any estimate of the size of the crowd tonight.
Dick, I'm on the corner of Jackson and Columbus, and I've talked to Lieutenant John Campbell, who is the head of the entire unit out here, or the several units out here at Grand Park, and he tells me that he estimates between 60 and 70,000 people tonight. And would you believe that of those 60 to 70,000, there was not one incident to report tonight? The biggest problem that police seem to have were trying to keep the aisles clear, especially during B.B. King's concert.
We could see that.
Yeah, you saw that. And I also heard, I followed Lieutenant Campbell around for quite some time, and it seemed that there were a lot of people trying to climb onto the towers, the power towers, where we see all those speakers
right
in front of the stage.
Right behind me, yes.
Right. They wanted to get a good view because it was so impossible. All you saw were heads in front of heads in front of heads, and you couldn't see the stage very far if you were way behind the seats. So 50 to 70,000 tonight, not one arrest. And now I'm looking at traffic, and all we see are people who are just streaming past us right now, and there are no problems on Columbus Drive. There are no problems on Jackson. I see no slow ups at all on Lakeshore Drive, and the concert's been over for a good 5 to 10 minutes. As a matter of fact, I'm right outside the driveway where B.B. King's limo is parked, and I think there are a bunch of people, well, I see a bunch of people standing beside me waiting for that limo to come out. By the way, about 10 minutes ago, the Reverend Jesse Jackson's station wagon left. It's been a great night, and there have been no problems, as I've mentioned, and it's the weather is perfect. If we see crowds of 50 to 60,000 tonight, I am certain that by the weekend we will get up to at least 100,000.
Oh, they'll
and
be back
probably
up
more.
The lake. Yeah, it'll be something tremendous then. Well, that just pretty well wraps it up for tonight. The music mix engineer for tonight's broadcast has been Ken Razick. Technical assistance has been provided by Bob Ferguson. Our tape engineer was Jerome McDonald. And our board engineer was Bob Bradley. WBEZ's chief engineer is Joe DeFranco.
Our floor director was Ken Davis. And tonight's broadcast was directed in the booth by Claude Cunningham. The executive producer for WBEZ's live coverage of the 1984 Chicago Cool Jazz Festival is the inimitable Nora Marino. And comestibles for our staff tonight were provided by the Azteca Currency Exchange, Incorporated.
The Chicago Cool Jazz Festival is co-sponsored by the City of Chicago, Harold Washington Mayor, and the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. The festival is produced by the Mayor's Office of Special Events and programmed by the Jazz Institute of Chicago, a nonprofit organization.
And don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll bring you more first note to last note coverage, beginning with the Guy Fricano Jazz Inside Out Group, Jimmy Dawkins Blues Band, the Salute to Swing with the group of all-stars directed by Benny Carter, the Freemans, Vaughn and Chico and George and Bruz, and the Gil Evans Orchestra. Until then, I'm Dick Buckley.
I'm Michelle D'Amico.
And I'm Neil Tesser. Thanks for being with us and good night. This is WBEZ, Chicago 91.5 FM, and we're going to return to our studios where Felix Hernandez is waiting by with a brief time to play a little music.